And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa here too. Doug Kern here in the Mighty 1090 studios. Final show of, let's see, this is like, I think we missed one day. So show number 103 here of 2017.
Cause final hour.
Yeah, final hour right here.
Last chance to get in a call.
Yeah, so it's been a great year, and we're looking forward to a great 2017. And thank you for all the great support that our listeners have given us, our callers. You know, I always say this, that, and Ricky, when Ricky took over for Marty, how many years has it been now? Like
a lot of years, dude.
15?
I don't know, a lot.
I said, you know, we're just the facilitators and the guests. And the guests and the callers are the stars of the show. And that's very much, we thank guys like Doug Curran and you callers out there for basically making us the number one top show in the country on the radio, because without you guys, it wouldn't be happening.
Yep.
So thank you very much for that.
No doubt.
We're looking forward to another 2018 that's much of the same, maybe even better.
Sounds good to me, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. And we're giving away another great prize today.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't hear the beginning of the show, what a cool opportunity for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on board the Liberty. And, you know, we've hardly had a chance to talk about it, but, man, just what an awesome, awesome thing that started with Doug and Frank and Tim wanting to do a three-quarter day boat at a Fisherman's Landing, and then finding the boat, and then, I mean, really sparing zero expense and making it, you know, the most perfect three-quarter day platform to get to go fishing for the type of fishing that we do.
Couldn't agree more. You know, Frank has built so many long-range boats and knows the ins and outs, and he put so many of the features that a long-range boat would have into that boat. And you got to give the kudos to Frank. And, you know, Dean Adams was the project manager, and he's a wizard with anything boat. And I mean, from the, you know, the expanded galley to, you know, the heads tiled up with showers and bigger than some long range boats, and Captain Taro and Anibal and the crew being the toppest of top notch fishermen. Those guys are so fishy and so dedicated. And I mean, they take 55 people out there day after day and keep such a great attitude, and they find the fish, and they know how to help the people get them on the boat. And it's just such an amazing operation. So kudos to all those guys.
And when are they going to be running?
We're in maintenance right now. Again, we're going to keep that boat immaculate. It's getting a fresh paint job on the hull and going through the motors and the generators, making sure the machinery is perfect, and going through all the little punch list of, you know, little fixes here and there. And looks like probably the end of January.
Okay.
And you know, we're going to take whatever opportunity is available, whether the Coronados are going off or maybe Colonnette, and, you know, just see what the season brings. I think we all know something interesting is going to happen in 2018. We don't know what, some of the same, but probably something totally different. I mean, you know, all the glow flat falls this year. I mean, you know, and the yummy flyers, and just, you know, every year there's just some little thing that happens that you're like, you know, and who knew the average size fish would be 110 pounds this year? You know, last year it was 70 pounds, and, you know, we had 300 pounders, and, you know, and
crazy.
I know Anibal was catching those 200 pounders on the yummy this year, and so, you know, it's going to be a great season for the boat and for all of us and for all the fishermen, and it's going to be fun.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, this week's edition, Western Outdoor News, lots of big fish, and a year in review in there. So a nice year in review, lots of good information about fishing in the Sierra and fishing bass fishing, yellowtail, and more. And hunting, of course, too. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Lou, who's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Good morning, Lou. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
Pete, Ricky, Doug. Hey, Happy New Year's, and I hope we'll all good health in next year. And I'm looking forward to see you guys in March. And
all right.
I'll jump off the line, let somebody else get in. I know there's people waiting. But, you know, you've done a lot for us, and you'll continue to do a lot for us, okay? And I really appreciate it. I think we all do.
Appreciate it. And, yeah, we'll see you at the Fred Hall.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, guys.
Thanks, Lou. Happy New Year to you.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Arnie. Arnie's calling us from Vista this morning. Hey, Arnie, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Arnie.
Morning, Arnie.
Hey.
Go ahead, Arnie.
Morning.
Great.
Good morning. Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's Eve, guys. Question I have for Ricky and Doug. I was the lucky recipient of a Trank 400. And what would you use the reel for? What application would you recommend it for? And what would you spool it with, guys?
I hate to say it, but you cut out right there when you said the model number of the reel.
Trank 400.
That has a lot of uses. Those reels are overbuilt for their size, so it's not just a little bass reel, but you could literally fish that reel from bay bass to calico bass, barracuda, bonita, halibut, yellowtail, small tuna, dorado, some lighter duty surface iron for bass and even small yellows. I would say probably the average that most people would put on a reel like that would be some kind of 50-pound braided line. You could use a little longer top shot if that's your game, or I would say the majority of the people are probably putting a small piece of fluorocarbon on there. You can fish live bait. You can fish plastics, colt snipers and small flat falls, smaller surface irons. It's a really versatile, fun, inshore to light-duty offshore reel. Rods that would go with that, typically it's a casting reel. I'd say probably an average of an 8-foot rod. You probably put a top shot or piece of fluorocarbon on there anywhere from 15 to even up to 40. So a rod that's like a, an inshore to light duty offshore, 20 to 30 pound style rod. And I don't mean the rating 20 to 30. I mean what you're actually going to fish on it. But it's very versatile. So you can really mix and match and, maybe throw that reel on two or three different rods depending upon fishing conditions.
My girlfriend Dallas has a Trank 400 with 65 pound Super 8 slick and an 8-foot Terramar 80H. That rod and reel, I swear, can catch anything on our local inshore coast. And exactly like you said, Doug, you nailed it. From bass fishing on a trip on Saturday to going to the islands and, catching yellowtail, they're extremely forgiving as far as casting goes. It's a very, very easy reel to cast with the braking system that reel has. Can fly line a live bait, no problem for yellowtail. I think you made a really cool, well, maybe not choice, but got yourself a really cool reel, Arnie.
Also, when you need it, the power is there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
With those big gears and stuff. I mean, turn the handle, it's like, whoa.
Pete and I fished together on that yellowfin this year, and I don't think that there's ever been a better reel made for fishing that smaller popper, like the, 4 to 6 inch poppers for yellow. The size that our school size yellowfin tuna eat the best. That's the best reel ever designed ever for it because it casts something that's very lightweight so well and handles tunas no problem. I have a 400, also a 65 pound. I love it. I think it's a great reel.
Works awesome. Hey, enjoy it, Arnie. Happy New Year to you and thanks for all your photos too. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I wanted to say a big thank you. He gave us a whole memory stick full of photos from Tackle Day and. We didn't get a lot of photos. We were a little busy, so thank you very much.
Hey, Doug, not a problem, guys. Anytime.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for the call. Happy New Year to you.
Let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, great. I've been a local guy and go to all these shops that all these local fishermen own, and they've been getting busted into and stealing their reels. Everybody wants a deal. Wait to Fred Hall or Day at the Docks. Because if you buy a reel online without a box, it's brand new, more than likely it's been stolen from one of our buddies. Ketchin's been hit 3 times. Hogan's down here 2 times. Oceanside. I was just at Long's Inn. They had the same guy trying to bust their door in. So let's, keep an eye out for kind of stuff like that and help each other out.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Let's go catching tuna.
We had a shop in San Diego. We've had several shops in San Diego, like you say, over the last couple of years. But They did catch the guys this last go-round and recovered a bunch of the stuff. And, you know, hopefully law enforcement's paying some good attention to this because it's starting to become a real problem.
Yeah.
How are we going to stay open with insurance and stuff, you know? So
right.
You're going to drive by and say, oh, man, there used to be a shop there, you know. And that's going to be bad.
Nope, good point.
Yep.
We appreciate
anyway,
the comment.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Good call, Chuck.
Happy New Year.
Good to you, and thanks a lot for the call this morning, Chuck.
All right, let's jump back into them and talk to Don, calling us from Dana Point. Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Another Dana Point person. Hi, Don.
Hey, two in a row from Dana Point.
We like
Happy
it.
New Year, gentlemen.
Same
Happy New Year.
Got to agree with the gentleman that was just on. You know, support our local tackle shops. Don't buy online. Even if you buy from Amazon, I'd feel better buying it from my local guys. I get a better deal getting everything spooled up and keep them in business. We're out on the Thunderbird Wednesday, hopefully trying to catch one of the last bluefin of the season. Didn't quite get it. Scratched away at some yellowtail. Perfect, perfect weather.
Nice.
Going to go back out tonight and see if we can't get one of the first ones for this year. It's unbelievable fishing this year. Cannot believe the season we've had.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty fantastic. So cool. And without rockfish for 2 months, it's not really going to affect it, is it?
Doesn't bother me one bit. And I got one of the new Tranx reels. Got to say, love it.
Oh, my
love
gosh.
Death.
Right?
Yep. It's, my buddy bought one, and I fished it one day, and I had to. I went down to Hogan's and bought one as soon as we got back.
Nice.
I missed Bill yesterday from AFCO. Got to thank you guys. I was fortunate enough to win the whole AFCO setup with the jacket and the shirt and the shorts. Great,
Ooh.
Great gear.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Good stuff.
I feel for our people back on the you know, on the East Coast. We're out at the 60 fishing in short pants and a T-shirt.
I know.
December.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry at all. We're paying the price to live here.
Yeah, we did pay the price, and it's well worth it. Gentlemen, thanks for a great year. And Pete, if I get anything, a bluefin, I will definitely shoot you the picture and call you on the office line and let you know.
All right. Thanks a lot,
Don. We're going to give it a shot. We're going out on my buddy's Parker in about 3 hours.
All right. Well, Happy New Year to you, and enjoy your New Year's trip. Appreciate the call and the support this morning.
What you're supposed to be doing on New Year's, going fishing tuna,
man.
That's
exactly.
Awesome. Hey, with that, we're talking about a guy that's always out fishing tuna, and that's our FishDope.com reporter, the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. And today, his report is sponsored by Anza Knives. Handcrafted fishing, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza knives are made from high carbon steel, which holds an edge and is very, very easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives as well as hunting, general purpose, and one of a kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's AnzaKnives.com.
Indeed, a great knife. Check them out. Captain Dave, what's up?
Good morning, Doug, Rick, Pete. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Are you guys excited about what's about to happen or what?
Oh, my God.
Can't wait, buddy.
I mean, like Doug was saying, I've been listening to the show this morning. You know, Yummy Flyer. 3 years ago, we didn't even know what that was. You know? Glow-in-the-dark flat fall. Are you kidding me? No one would even put that on their line. Get out of my way. I mean, come on. I mean, what's going to happen this year? It's going to be exciting. I hope you guys, Doug and Rick, I hope you guys have whatever it is hanging on the shelf because they're going to buy every one of them.
We're ready.
This is just the most unbelievable thing. I had the opportunity to fish Catalina for the last 3 days. I was there for 3 whole days, and Catalina is like a powder keg right now. It's unbelievable what's going on over there. So we're just going to talk about Catalina today. Squid. It doesn't matter where you go. Just turn the light on. It's everywhere.
Wow.
We haven't seen that in so long. We plugged the boat at 3 different spots where we had to turn the generators off, drive away, had the stuff floating on the nav lights. There's just so much squid over at the island. And then that sea bass, it's hard to figure out where it's going to be at because there's so much squid. But there's sea bass all over the place. I've seen it on the sonar. I see it on the up and down. There's also big schools of yellowtail. It's just hard to get it to stop because it's on that squid, and there's squid everywhere. On the front side of the island, in the middle of the island, from, say, Red Bluff to Little Gibraltar, all you want on the bonita, 5-pound bonita, they're everywhere. Breezing schools of them. They eat the troll. They come right to the corner and eat the squid. There's millions of bonita. The big thing that I thought was really cool was we had a wide open bite on big barracuda in 30 feet of water on the east end trying to fish for sea bass one night. All you want on that 8 to 10 pound barracuda. Every bait was a big barracuda. I mean, we're talking December 28th, wide open barracuda fishing. This is just unbelievable what's going on. And all the fish I talked about are not going to be closed tomorrow morning. That's all stuff you can still fish all the rest of the season. I know everyone's pouting because we're going to close rockfish. But, hey, you know what? That just means that you guys have to focus on the stuff that we really want to catch, the barracuda, the bonita, the bass, the white sea bass, the yellowtail. Keep an eye on that Catalina thing, guys. And if you have a chance to go, I would definitely suggest going to Catalina. You want to be the boat that everyone's talking about. And you just have to get over there and you have to fish.
Oh, and, of course, fishdope.com. Danny has all that info, where to go, what to do, thanks to Dave and guys like Mark and others that report to him. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code hookup now. Lowercase, no space.
That's hard to say.
Say that three times, yeah. And, Dave, if we want to go fishing with Captain Dave, how do we do that?
Well, there's a couple different ways. You guys can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll come with you on your boat, show you how to fish on your boat, show you how to catch squid on your boat. Or you can charter the big 65 Hatteras, and we'll just go and we'll kill a bunch of fish.
All right.
Sounds good to me, buddy.
Very good,
Dave. Great job, Dave.
Happy New Year. Much appreciate all your great reports every Sunday here on Let's Talk Hookup, and looking forward to another full year next year for you.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to see what happens, guys. Thanks for always taking my calls, and I will talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate
that. All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Still plenty of time for your phone calls. It has been a crazy busy morning. The first time we've had open phone lines the whole show. If you want to get through, this is a great time. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Your chance to get through. We got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt, trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more. Or at inlandboatcenter.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Bart Hall. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Doug.
Bart Hall, Happy New Year. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting here listening to you and enjoying the heck out of my morning.
Nice.
had a little dinner party last night, so I'm washing dishes while I'm listening. So, but I wanted to thank you, Doug, not just for the what you do for fishing industry and the fishing culture, but your vision of how to run a retail store and how it should be done and the way it is. It's the perfect thing for me. And I wanted to share a little story with you because I went to a conference sponsored by the ASA in October where they were talking about Amazon and in pretty much a negative way. And they were saying that here's a company that's put thousands of small retailers out of business over the years and in 20 years has never made a profit. So I decided at that time that I wasn't going to use them anymore. Of course, I won't put them out of business. But that's just a little insight I had. And the other thing is I can't imagine ever buying a rod and reel and not going to a store like Fisherman's Landing and trying it out and listening to the expert tell me what I should and shouldn't be buying. I just can't understand it.
I know I'm prejudiced because, I grew up going to tackle stores. I went to Davis Bait and Tackle in Turlock when I was in college. That was my favorite day of the week is going to Davis Bait and Tackle. It's just...
What day of the week was that?
Whichever day I had the day off, I guess.
Every day.
Every day. But, it's just part of our sport. It's, in my opinion, it's how people that can't, spend 5 days a week doing it, it's how they learn how to enjoy the sport, how they, learn where the fish are and how to target them and how to be successful. And so it was easy to take that, when I got into the business and just like, I want to provide that experience for everybody out there. As much as I hate to say it, it's not the same when you buy something online or, it's just the experience of going into a tackle store and I don't begrudge anybody, any of our customers for going into 10 different stores because you get a different experience in every store and you pick up little tidbits and, hopefully we can earn the business of those people. But, the tackle store, to some degree is kind of, there aren't as many of them out there as there used to be. And used to be, that's all there was tackle stores on every corner and the people would go in and get their information and they'd buy their bait and their tackle and, whatever they needed and get their reels filled. And, so I think it's an important cornerstone really of the sport fishing industry. And if all the tackle stores were instantly gone, I think people would be freaked out with how do we figure this out? Or, they would be missing a chunk of their enjoyment of the sport. So, I'm prejudiced because I'm in the business and we want to succeed, but it is truly, the independent retail store is an important piece of the sport fishing industry.
No doubt about it.
I totally agree. I'm in a position where if I want something, I can call a rep and I can pretty much get it for free or certainly at a drastically reduced discount. But I don't do that. I like to walk into a tackle store and shop and buy because it's fun.
It is.
It's fun.
Indeed.
Anyway.
And, I might say this too, Bart, is I think the Fred Hall shows are the epitome of the independent retailer. Because
yep.
You walk around the Fred Hall show, especially Long Beach, and you look at all the independent businesses that are thriving in a way because of that annual show.
Well, and every booth in that show has its own little personality and their own way of doing things and its own little vibe and buzz. And, that's what's fun, to go into the different stores and get this guy's opinion and that guy's opinion. And pretty soon you start seeing common threads. It's like, I think I'm starting to get the picture here. This is how it's done.
You bet.
Well, thank you about that. And I feel proud of what we do there too. And we, contrary to what people may not know, we don't let everybody into the show. We try to make sure that the right people are there. And as far as I'm concerned, you're the top of the pyramid. It's really great.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, the show is an important piece of our puzzle and it's a part of my life. I mean, I won't tell you, but this is going to be my 74th Fred Hall show this year, two shows a year, 37 years. So, it's part of me. I can't imagine not having it.
Crazy.
Wow. Bart, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Bye-bye. Jumping right back in. We're going to talk to Cher calling from Cardiff. Good morning, Cher. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, you guys. I really love this show, and I love listening to all your wisdom. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thanks for hanging in there with us, Cher.
Pardon me?
Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Hey, I was the lucky recipient of a Talica 20 at Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah, I must have done something right.
Oh, my gosh, no
and
doubt.
You're on the nice list.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out, Doug, what to put on that. I mean, 80-pound test, 100-pound test Spectra, putting on Power Pro or Max Quattro. You know, I'm trying to figure that out, and I'd really love your opinions on that. Plus, is there a difference in the color of the line? You know, like there's green and there's yellow and there's white. I know the deckhands love color so they can kind of help with the tangles, but I was just wondering if it matters to the fish at all. And lastly, I really want to pair it up with a CalStar rod, and I was thinking of a 770XH, but anyway, I'm curious about what your opinions are, and thank you so much for being there.
Questions.
And, you know, go ahead, guys.
Absolutely. Well, this is our bread and butter wheelhouse, what we've been doing all year long. You know, as far as the color of the line, I think you want something you can at least see, and I think white's a good choice. It has a good contrast against the blue water, and so you can see your line to follow your bait, follow your fish, get out of a tangle. You know, if you go with a dark color, it's going to be tougher to see for you and for the crew members and the other anglers. You know, if you were going to go traditional with that rod and reels used for is, you know, targeting that 80 to 120 pound tuna, I'd probably put 100 pound, you know, maybe hollow line on there, like a hollow ace or something like that. Then, you know, you can put a top shot on there depending upon conditions, but typically that 60 to 80 pound test, you can use a wind on leader, 25 feet of fluorocarbon on a wind on leader. You can just use a small piece of fluorocarbon, you know, 5, 6, 8 feet, something like that. You know, but I would go with, you know, whatever boat you're on, they will give you some suggestions. If you want to stop in the tackle store, we can rig it up for you. You know, just if you're not accustomed to doing that on a regular basis, seek professional help on that. You know, the tackle store is a great place before you get on the boat. And then, you know, just follow the lead of what the boat crew wants you to do, because they're out there every day. They have a routine and a system that works on that boat. And they might vary slightly from one boat to the next, but all the methods that these boats use are 100% on point. I think your rod choice is probably what I would have selected for you. Some people want maybe a little softer rod. They'd go with a heavy. Probably the extra heavy is as good a choice as any with that reel. And, again, for targeting those 80, 90, 100, 125-pound tuna, maybe 160-pounder on occasion, you know, you're going to lay it on the rail. So I think that extra heavy is a super A-plus choice.
And the Talica 20 can handle that. Now, let me ask you a question, Doug. Do you want to err on the side of heavier rather than lighter? So choosing the XH or the double XH is better than the than something a little lighter? Or do you want to match it exactly what you want? Which way do you go?
I think the XH is a little heavy for that. Okay. I think the extra heavy is the upper end, and the H is the lower end. Those are the two, and either one would be 100% appropriate. So
why would you decide between one and the other?
Well, some people might feel they get a little better cast with the heavy. It's got a little lighter tip. Some people just don't feel they have the strength if they have to make a move and go from the stern to the bow, and they've got to lift it off the rail and hold on to the rod. You know, they don't want to get catapulted into the ocean. You know, they feel like they have more control. Other people want to have that lifting power, you know, more guts on the rod. And I think Rick has a comment maybe to add to this.
Just, I'm totally agree. Length of trip that a guy typically goes on. You know, if you predominantly fish day and a half trips, that's what you do. But, man, all this big bluefin's been around. So I want to get a rod for that. That rod selection, we might differ than a guy who, well, I got 2 trips a year to Guadalupe, and I'm doing a 10-day trip, and I'm doing a 16-day. Like, we always try to get an idea of what the angler does a lot of, is doing his foreseeable future, whether he's fishing from a private boat or a sport boat. I mean, not that a good rod won't work in every scenario, because it will, but if we can get an idea of the type of fishing that you do the most of, we're going to tailor it to be the best thing that you do most common.
We take every possible variable for the individual. Everybody's different, and if one person is, you know, an accomplished big game angler and, you know, is 6'6 and weighs 250 and works out every day, and, you know, the next person is maybe a little smaller, maybe doesn't have the strength or the stamina or the experience, and then, like you say, the trip links. So it's all situational.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live to the Royal Star. Captain Paul Caramero is on the line. Good morning, Paul.
What's up, Paul?
Paul.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How's it going?
Hey, doing great. How's the fishing?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing actually extremely well here. We scratched for 3 days at Guadalupe, picking a dozen to 18 fish a day here, and we bailed out for the inside. We heard reports of bluefin here, and they're really hitting. We got about 20 fish so far. They're 50 to 60 pounds, and currently pulling on a couple. So
awesome!
I think it'd be a really good time to book a trip.
Paul, that's such awesome news. Congratulations, and what a good call making a move. And here we are, New Year's Eve, and 50 to 60 pound bluefins hanging on the Royal Star.
Yeah, it's pretty darn good fishing. Really good sign, a lot of fish around.
Well, we knew they went somewhere.
Water. Yeah, I'd say it's a promise for the next at least few days here. This beautiful weather, I don't think conditions are going to change much.
Wow, fantastic. Now, do you have any openings on the Royal Star coming up on any opportunities to go fishing?
You know what? I believe that we don't. Honestly, we're on trips after this winter. This is the last 7 days of the season. So if I was a fishing guy, I'd like to book a day and a half trip coming up here pretty quick.
That's okay. Good news. And so this fish is biting and is in day and a half range, Paul?
Yeah, it's about 120, 130 miles from the point, especially since those guys this time get an early jump.
I'd say
now's a good time to go fishing. Not been a good time to go fishing all year, but here we are basically the day before the new year, and they're still hitting.
Awesome. Well, Captain Paul from the Royal Star. Live in the wheelhouse there of the Royal Star. Thanks a lot for checking in from the Bluefin Tuna Grounds on December 31st, 2017.
This is crazy.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, straight up. Sure. That's so cool. All right. Go, Paul.
Happy New Year to you, Paul. Thanks for wrapping it up here for us. Appreciate it.
All right. Happy New Year to you guys. Just calling to put that out there. Now's a good time to go fishing.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Hey, many more to you in 2018. Hey, let's find out what's cooking out there. Yanni from the Fisherman's Belly is online. Good morning, Yanni.
What's up, Yanni?
Good morning. Good morning and Happy New Year. And by the way, now is a good time to go cooking.
Okay. Let's cook.
Yeah, hey, listen. My new recipe is designed to teach fishermen how to deal with fat fillets by learning a cooking technique called pan roasting. I've taken a big, fat yellowtail fillet from the Whistler Buoy, and I've pan-roasted it with homemade chili verde. Oh, my God, it's so good. Making this recipe will not only make your bellies happy, but it'll also teach you guys this cooking technique for dealing with fat fillets. You can find my new recipe on my website at fishermansbelly.com or on my YouTube channel at Fisherman's Belly Channel. You guys, thank you so much, and have a happy new year.
Oh, it sounds like a good one, Yanni. Fisherman'sBelly.com, and we'll have that up on our Angler's Table section of our Let's Talk Hookup website soon, too. And happy new year to you, Yanni. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones here. Packed. Everybody wants to talk to Doug. How about we talk to John, calling from Escondido. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Morning.
Happy new year. I love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. I enjoyed going to Fred Hall in Long Beach and Del Mar. I came to Tackle Day. I'm going on a 16-day in April on the Royal Polaris. And so you guys have just really helped me gear up. And so I just want to say thank you.
Well, that's nice. Thank
that's
you.
Right,
and have
John.
A great trip. And more big fish to you in 2018.
All right. How about next up we talk to Chuck? He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. How are you?
Good. I've got a couple. I do have a question for Doug, but I've also got a story I want to relate. I didn't get to call him the Christmas show because we were out fishing on the Aztec with Captain Greg. And I had taken the time to call him when he was on your show and tell him about how I really wanted to make my son my fishing buddy. And the way their Aztec was set up with staterooms and things sounded perfect for us. Well, Greg took the time out of his day to get my phone number and contact me after the show and offer us to come out on him to go ahead and try that fishing experience out.
Wow.
And,
wow, cool.
Yeah, and we've got an angler for life. It was the best. I mean, the crew was fantastic. The food was awesome. I think he spent an hour in the galley eating yellowtail sashimi. you know, then the class of passenger on that boat is also extremely great. But I can't rave about him more in terms of what the Aztec does. And he's a fishy dude. We had limits of bluefin by 9 o'clock.
Jeez.
And then went around and looked at yellowtail for the rest of the day. So it was a truly
awesome.
Great experience.
That's
I can't
great.
Thank him enough.
That's awesome.
The other
nice
question
stuff.
I have is, I'm looking at a Torium 20. What's the best use for that and a good way to pair it up with something?
Well, Torium 20 is a great reel. It's probably the main reel that a person could buy as their first saltwater reel that would do almost everything. So literally starting on, you know, inshore, it's going to be your shallow water rockfish, barracuda, bonita, bass, yellowtail, halibut, and then offshore it'll hang with a 70, 80, even 100-pound tuna. You know, it's not ideal for that, but it would do it. But normally you're going to set that up, I would say, with 65-pound Spectra and a 40-pound top shot. It could be a short piece of fluorocarbon. It could be a 100-yard leader of monofilament. Especially for that jig fishing, putting a little stretch in the line is never a bad thing. But, you know, that's going to be your 30, 40-pound go catch a, you know, 20 to 50-pound tuna, you know, yellowtail at the Coronado Islands, you know, trying to use a little heavier gear like that so you can get away from the sea lion, away from the rocks, away from the kelp. It's just your all-around good saltwater reel. The star drag reels will cast and allow a bait to fly line better. It'll cast a surface iron better. I think a lot of people get locked into only fishing lever drag reels, and you don't need a lever drag for a, you know, 20 to 50 pound fish all the time. And sometimes getting that better free spool is going to get you a better bite. So
love that Torium.
Yes, I just think that's such a perfect, you know, middle reel that is in the middle of everything you're potentially going to do, and then you can branch out from there and get your tranks for the lighter stuff and get your Talica for the heavier stuff and, you know, start filling in the gaps from there.
I think that's the best value reel. In my opinion, I'll say I think that's the best value reel that's ever been made, period.
Yes.
You can do just about everything with that reel. It has most of the features that you would find in a $500-plus reel that operates at almost that $500 reel level for literally less than half the cost. I think that it's something that fits in most of our budget, and you're not limiting yourself. You know, a lot of times when you're being budget orientated, there's a lot that's left on the table that you could get with the higher end stuff. And I think Torium is the thing that broke that mold. I mean, it's just not the case.
And it's going to last a very long time.
We've sold hundreds and hundreds of those things. Literally, we've had stacks of blue boxes in our back room, and I don't recall one or two or three ever coming back for a problem other than just standard, you know, yearly maintenance or whatever. Not even yearly, like every second or third year you need to maybe bring it in and just have it gone through and re-lube. But I don't remember, you know, I bought this reel and it broke. You know, we see that, but not on a Torium.
We've seen it from every reel of every manufacturer every time. You know, we've moved through a lot of stuff. And also Fisherman's Landing is kind of ground zero for when that happens, because it always happens on the boats, you know, and the boats come through. So regardless of whether it's our customer or another, when we hear it, and I can assure you, we have seen a failure in every single product that exists. You know, things happen.
Yeah, it's a mechanical thing.
But you're right. The number of reels sold versus problems you hear is just, it's almost
non-existent.
For most any Shimano reel.
Yeah, honestly, it is. Yeah, they are just so trouble-free.
Yeah, for sure. We're very fortunate to have them as our sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Only the best, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next we talk to Harvey, who's called us from Simi Valley this morning. What's up, Harvey? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rockhut. Got a couple of questions for you. First of all, a long time ago, you had talked about bath towels that are better than the regular ones that dry quickly. And do you sell them at the store, or can you tell me where to buy them?
I'm going to say the Talica bath towel is the finest two-speed bath towel that we sell. Now, you know, honestly, I don't know of anything that we would specifically recommend. I'm sure there's something out there and could be looked up on the Internet, you know, that might be a microfiber that absorbs better and doesn't, you know, retain the moisture as much, but I'm not aware of anything.
Yeah, a quick dry towel, I don't recall, and if that was something that we mentioned, I hate to say I don't remember, but that is one thing that I always tell people on long range trips is, even though it's a spacing takeoff, is I always bring two towels because they never, you know, just it's just the environment in your inside. They never quite dry in the one day. It's always dry the next day. So that is one thing that I always tell my buds when you're packing is just throw two towels in there because, you know, by the time one's dry, the other one won't be kind of there.
Maybe we can recommend to Bill Shedd and have AFCO come out with a
they would do it,
quick
man,
drying.
There you go.
Long range towel. Oh, what a great product that would be.
Right?
Huh?
And I hate to say it. Towels is something that we carry, but we definitely find ourselves out of them from time to time. We, honestly,
how many times have you, like, I've forgotten.
That's why we carry them. Like, you know, a tackle store doesn't need to carry bath towels. We literally do it for the convenience of, oh, my God, I forgot a towel, and I'm about to be on a boat for the next 7 days. Yeah. And I mean, we literally
not a good thing.
Yeah, we run to Target and we buy towels. It's not like, you know, we don't have a direct source of purchasing towels. But we do carry them from time to time, but, you know, I'm not gonna lie, it's lower on the priority list between Talica's and fluorocarbon.
There you go.
Bath towel is on the list, but it's not very high up there.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. Happy New Year to you.
All right, how about next up? We talk to Mike from La Mesa. Hey, Mike, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Happy New Year, gentlemen. You guys always have a great show. I got a quick question. I got booked on to a 2-day going to Colonnette on the 19th. Of January, and we just heard the Royal Star, I think it was, talking about bluefin at the 1.5-day range. Is that the Colonnette range? Is that something that we would look into?
Well, you know what? I don't know specifically what direction they are. You know, nobody's, this just happened yesterday, but, you know, it's going to depend upon the boat captain, and they're going to take the best shot they have to catch you game fish. And if it's slated as a Colonnette trip, typically those are rockfish trips, and occasionally you would catch a yellowtail as a bonus. Well, now they've turned into a combination yellowtail and rock cod trip, and it's been, you know, sometimes you catch 100 or even a limit of yellowtail and limits of reds and some ling cod down there. But certainly there have been some bluefin just outside the high spot there at Colonnette over the last week or two. And so that would just be a bonus fish. If that stuff sticks around, of course, if you're down there and you're within striking distance, you're probably going to shoot for that stuff and try and put some bluefin on the boat. But so I would be prepared in your tackle and your planning, rock cod, yellowtail, and potentially bluefin. And certainly the gear that you're catching the yellowtail on might suffice for the bluefin, but you probably want to add a heavy rig like your Talica 20 or Talica 16 or something like that that you can target a 50 to 100 pound, maybe even bluefin.
And check with the boat, the landing,
right,
prior to your trip.
Sure.
A couple days prior to your trip. Find out what the possibilities are. That
but,
might help.
But even
too.
So, I mean,
you never know what the possibilities
I would have
are.
Gear for bluefin.
Be ready.
Because it's floating around and you just never know.
Good point.
Captain
Good
Paul
point.
Said that fish was 120 to 130 miles, which is in range of a day and a half trip, but you're getting towards the very far end. Yeah, that's a long way to go with not a ton of time to get there. But I don't think it'd surprise any of us to hear about these day-and-a-half guys whooping up on this big bluefin over the next few days.
Yeah, but, you know, if you've got a Colonnette trip and you're at Colonnette 110 miles and those fish are 130, you've got a 20-mile each direction run to go look at that stuff. So, you know, it's going to be a bonus fish for sure, but it's certainly within the range of possibility.
Good call.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Happy New Year to you.
Jeff in Costa Mesa, you're next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, hi, Doug. I just had a quick question. I know Rick's always talked about it, but maybe one of the last calls of the year. How were you so fortunate to get Ricky back when back in the day when he was 12 years old or whatever to come work in the shop?
Do you want to know something? Honestly, Rick has – he was meant for this industry. He loves the industry. The industry loves him. He loves to fish. He loves to work with the anglers. And
goodness he loves to talk, too.
Yeah. I can totally relate because, you know, when I was kind of coming up through the ranks and, you know, got into this industry, you know, I mean, I just always loved to fish. So, I'll go work in a tackle store. But it gets in your blood and in your system. And, I mean, when you go to work every day and you can just be in the greatest mood ever, it's what we love to do, and I mean, Rick has that built into his personality for whatever reason. I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there. He surpasses me in a lot of ways, but he and I are very similar in the way we view the tackle industry and the way we view fishing, and I think that he and I are lucky to have each other. I think the industry is lucky to have Rick, and yes, we were very lucky that we met and that everything just fell into line, and as they say, the rest is history.
It's very rare, and I consider myself extremely lucky, but I'm certain about it. Like, I am doing what I am supposed to do. Like, what you know, the getting to do Let's Talk Hookup and getting to work with Doug at the tackle store, like, that is what I am supposed to do, and I just count my lucky stars every day. Like, I'm doing, like, what I was meant to do.
And you do both of them very well, and we're very fortunate to have you.
Yeah, I mean, Rick is an owner of that tackle store, and he is my partner, and we are just all thrilled to all be working together.
Good times.
You bet.
Good
for times. Sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Happy New Year to you.
Speaking of good times, we're going to find out who's getting to have some good times on the Liberty. We're giving away a 3-quarter-day trip to go fishing when we return. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past 6 seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do, but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it, so I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea-Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 10-9. You're the big winner going fishing on that 3-quarter-day trip aboard the beautiful Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing is going to Don in Dana Point. Don, congratulations. You are going to love that boat.
Indeed. It is such a great boat. And Doug, such a great tackle store and landing, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Congratulations on your success in 2017, and we'll look forward to another 2018 that's maybe more successful.
Well, it's going to be interesting. That much I'm sure of. There's a lot of new fishermen in the sport. I hope to see everybody down at the landing, get out there fishing, just make time to enjoy your sport. We all work hard, and you got to make a little time once in a while to go feed the soul. We'll see you going forward at the Fred Hall Show, and you can always give us a buzz down there at 619-221-8506. On the web, we're at saltwatertackle.com. The best way to see us is come down, get a nice Point Loma seafood fish sandwich, come into the tackle store and hang out and talk to the boys, and we'll see you in 2018. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And you'll be in the shop today, right?
I will be there today.
And the shop's open till?
Well, we're going to be open till the boat leaves, whenever that is, 8 o'clock probably.
Okay.
We're always open until at least the half-day boat gets in at 7, but okay. We've been running trips every night, basically. So
open tomorrow?
We're open tomorrow, same thing, just another day at the old tackle store. We're closed Christmas Day, and every other day we'll be there.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, Doug. Thanks for all your support that you give Let's Talk Hookup, and I thank my partner, Ricky, for all he does. And thank
it,
you out there. Thank to all our sponsors. Thanks to people like Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford and the whole Ford dealers for helping us out here, the guys at Shimano. And there's so many people to just list to say thank you for a great 2017. And we'll be back next year, which is Saturday, right? A great way to start it off was a great friend and great buddy, Harold Davis from Davis Boats with our 2018 travel show. We'll be here in the Mighty 1090 studio talking travel and all kinds of great things you can do in 2018. And then next Sunday, another great way to start, Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits, a real friend and great partner too. It's going to be a great time in the studio next weekend. Happy New Year, everybody. Be safe, be happy, and we'll see you next year right back here. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. Happy New Year!